I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Wyndham Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 34 of the Wyndham Morning Podcast. Today's topic is regarding money. I just got out of a dinner with some friends and family, and it was an awesome dinner. And one of the topics that we talked about was money, the topic of money. And my Uncle Jeff said something I thought was pretty dang interesting. He said, most people you talk to right now, they would just kill to get back at zero. They would just kill to get back to square zero, where they didn't owe it, have any debt. That's pretty outstanding to think about. Like, most people live their lives on debt. And the way I find most people spending their money is the more money we make, the more money we spend. But you notice, you probably have a number in your bank account. Let's say it's $5,000. If that ever dips below $5,000, you find a way to get back up to $5,000. But if it gets above $5,000, it magically drops down back to $5,000. And it's the same thing with debt. When we're not conscious about our money, it easily goes out the door. We're not intentional about what we're doing, what we're creating. It goes out the window. And so regarding your number in your bank account, my invite to you, or on your debt, my invite to you is demand that to go up on your savings account and demand your debt to go down and start looking at habits that have been creating that and start looking at the belief systems around money, around finances. What are your emotions tied to finances? What are the emotions tied to income? What's the story behind it all? And with my experience, what I've found is the story that I'm telling myself equates to the money that I'm making. Like, we make what we expect to make, what our standard is. So if my standard is to make $20,000 a month, then I'll make $20,000 a month. My standard is $5,000 a month, I make $5,000 a month. Like, if you were to take all the money away in the world and then disperse it equally among everybody, and everybody started back at the same point, the very wealthy people, in my, like, more than likely, majority of them, would end back with the money. And the people that were broke would end up without money. Why? Because of their standards and the way that they think. Right? So the way that we think determines how much money we make. It's not the situation that we're in. It's not the platform we're in. In my job, it's really unique because we have people that are working that are making $28,000 to $30,000 a month. We have people making $500 a month. The platform is the exact same. But it's how we think about the platform and how we act with the platform that matters. And so my point is in all of this is look at where we're at in our finances and look at the patterns that we've created, that we've done to create the results that we have. And if we like the results, then let's double down. And if we don't, let's raise our standard to lower our debt and to raise our financial savings account. If you guys got value out of this, please share this with a friend. Be positive and confident in all that you do, and have an amazing, amazing Sunday. Peace and love.
I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow. Yeah. I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That that it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.